The big ticket item in the free trade agreement that Australia sealed with China yesterday is agriculture. But a more obscure trade is also embraced in the deal. Traditional Chinese medicine has been singled out for special attention, and that could see Australia welcoming hundreds of practitioners from China to be officially registered to practice here. It's an area of medicine which continues to attract scepticism, and one critic has told The World Today that the inclusion of traditional Chinese medicine in the deal is a step backwards for the health system and for science in Australia. Simon Lauder reports.
Kang Zhu has been practicing traditional Chinese medicine in Melbourne for 25 years. This morning he showed The World Today into a small room filled with hundreds of wooden drawers.
The herb room.
This is the herb room.
Yeah.
So we have got about 600 different herbs in my herb room.
Stem, branch and hook.
Yeah.
What's that one for?
Different language. This for the stroke and high blood pressure.
Kang Zhu is registered with the government's Chinese Medicine Board of Australia.
We are to do the treatment by acupuncture and remedial massage, you know, and herbal medicine.
And the massage, is that to do with the qi or life force?
Yes, we're using the acupuncture theory by the meridian the qi.
Which treatments do you prescribe the most? Which roots, which flowers?
We're using the herbal medicine for many the internal disease.
Now traditional Chinese medicine is being embraced in the free trade agreement with China. It was the subject of a side letter in the deal from Australia's Trade Minister Andrew Robb to the Chinese government, outlining plans to strengthen cooperation on traditional Chinese medicine. The agreement also clears the way for practitioners to be brought into Australia from China and registered to work here as contractual service suppliers. The acting CEO of the Australian Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine Association, Judy James, is delighted.
We do know that the Chinese government has set globalisation of traditional Chinese medicine as a major priority. They've invested a lot of funding into this process. And we are delighted that the Australian government has recognised Chinese medicine as important at the highest level of international engagement.
What does it actually mean? It refers to the bringing in of Chinese medicine practitioners as contractual service suppliers of China.
What does it mean? At this point, it's unclear in terms of the practical issues. However, our profession is part of the National Registration Scheme and is regulated in exactly the same way as 13 other health professions.
When the Chinese Medicine Board of Australia began operating a few years ago, it drew criticism from sceptics who argue traditional Chinese medicine is unproven and should have no official place in Australia's health system.
It's a big step back, in my view, for Australia public health.
Professor of neurophysiology and co-founder of the group Friends of Science in Medicine, Dr. Marcello Costa, is worried that the free trade agreement bolsters traditional Chinese medicine.
It's a big tragedy for Australian science.
Why is it a step back?
Well, because it's almost like saying, well, we accept from China now or from another mysterious country some pilots which are actually based on magic instead of engineering, or we do accept actually alchemists instead of chemists or together with chemists. We are in the same realm. We accept something that is really completely without any basis, and any good basis of traditional Chinese medicine has already been taken in account by modern medicine, and China itself is moving well ahead. So in China, only very conservative, old-fashioned people will go back to the magic, medicine.
In effect, the free trade agreement just refers to contractual service suppliers of China being brought in when it refers to traditional Chinese medicine. That's not going to have much real impact, is it?
It might have an impact, not so much economically, but it will certainly change the attitude of many people and going back into the traditional medicine. It's almost like going back to Greek medicine or to old European medicine. So there's no reason why we should take that with a smile.
Judy James.
All I can say is there's a growing demand for the use of our services. We are registered health professions. There's a significant body of evidence to support our practice. Obviously, this is a growing area.
Back in Melbourne, Kang Zhu is preparing for a busy afternoon ahead. He's fully booked. He welcomes the inclusion of his profession in the free trade agreement and isn't concerned by the sceptics.
They couldn't understand Chinese medicine. That's my opinion.
That's Chinese medicine practitioner Kang Zhu, ending Simon Lauder's report.